B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us
from Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:50 to hear it.
Well, what's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Bria. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in the car.
I'm kidding.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mani, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
I had a dream last night that I went to my old radio station, and it's all because of Roy.
Why? Because we were talking about his job before this?
He sent me a text message because my station in Memphis is looking for a new morning show co-host.
Oh.
And he said, hey, let's see if maybe they want the Mani, Roy, and Lorenz show. You know, we can beam our signal, stay here in Charlotte, but beam our signal back to Memphis.
Right.
And the great thing about that station, just like this station here, is like they want somebody local, you know. But he put it in my head. And then last night, in the middle of the night, I have a dream and I go back and nobody remembers me. And I am so mad about it. So mad about it.
Mani. Nope. Sorry. Done ring a bell.
Yeah. I mean, I went in and I was like, remember when I did mornings here? They're like, no.
Who are you?
And like a lot of people were different. And I was like, oh, I'm going to go say hi to this person in this office. Nope. Weren't there. Somebody else didn't know me.
A lot of turnover.
Yep. So I'm going to text Loren tonight something. Like, what time did you text me? Like 8:30? I'm going to text you something at 8:30 and see if you'll dream about it.
Okay.
Now, hold on. Hey, Siri, remind me to text Loren at 8:30 tonight about dreaming.
Okay. Your reminder is set for this evening.
It's going to come up and I'll be like, what the hell does that mean?
Here's the good news is that being pregnant, I like sleep so hard that I don't think I'm dreaming currently.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, you are. I'm going to text you something.
Okay.
I'll think about it. What's your day in 30 seconds, Loren? What'd you do yesterday?
My son's sick, so I spent the day with him, again, covered in snot and sneezes, and last
Poor
night
guy.
At, like, 12 o'clock, I woke up with a really sore throat, and I feel like I'm coming down with something.
Here we go.
I know.
Dr. Sam's coming in today from UNCC at 7:50 to reveal who the germiest member of the morning show is.
I am almost positive that it's going to be me.
And Roy's positive it's going to be him. I'm going to be the only one that's going to be shocked.
Yeah, I know. Can you hand me something to clean?
Where's the Lysol?
It's right beside me, but I don't want to Lysol my hands.
I won't come over the tape line, I promise.
Sorry. I threw the pump, you know, the pump hand sanitizer and it pumped on Roy's stomach.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, buddy. That's why the spray is better.
Okay.
So yesterday I went to the doctor and I was supposed to not do a blood test because it's hard for me to fast for my yearly physical.
Especially when your appointment's so late.
So I try and take it. I try and get my yearly physical when we're off, you know, so I can get in at like 9 a.m. or whatever. So I went yesterday and the doctor's listening to my, you know, breathing and stuff. And he's a friend of mine too, Dr. Verl. So Dr. Matt says, when did you eat last? I said, I had a banana on the way here. And before that, like I had a croissant sandwich at like 6 a.m. He goes, and that's it? I was like, yeah. He goes, oh, yeah, no problem. We'll do the blood test. I was like, oh, I wasn't really prepared for all that. I came here just to get my medication re-upped.
I told you, you need to get the blood test.
I was going to, but like I was going to do it another day.
No.
Because I thought he was going to want me to fast.
Are you like me? Do you have to like mentally prepare for that?
No, but I lay down. They take my blood. There's a chair, the blood taking chair.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Like
you ask to lay down?
Yeah.
I do, too. I'm afraid I'll fall off the table.
You guys are such wusses.
No, I just... it's more relaxing that way. And get this.
There's nothing relaxing about giving blood.
And get this. I'm not even afraid of the needles, Roy. I'm afraid it's the sense of I'm losing blood.
You can feel you losing blood?
You just think about it.
The sense that they're draining it out of me.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are basket cases.
You're just now learning that?
Oh, I walk in. I'm pretty sure they take liters of blood from me.
Yeah.
If they take more than, like, 3 vials, I'm like, Jesus, are you going to leave anything for me?
And then something else happened to me yesterday, but I'm going to pass that to 6:20 because I want to spend a little more time on it. My kid's nanny had to take care of me yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So she had 3 people to take care of because my wife's out of town. What about you, Roy?
So my day in 30 seconds, I got a text message from someone who's a fan. And
how'd they get your number this
time? Well, okay, I'm glad you asked. So this person said, hi, this is Jen. I just saw you on Whitney Way Thor's show. I thought you were great, so I sent you a friend request on Facebook. I guess my phone syncs my contacts from Facebook. I'm sorry I'm geeking out because I think you're awesome. I'm a big fan. So that means if you're Facebook friends with me, you can have my phone number. So I went in and I tried to change the settings, but everyone who I know that is friends with me has already my phone number. So I'm trying to find a way. Can you still see my phone number on Facebook?
Do you want me to look?
You could try, yeah. But you already have my phone number.
Yeah, but I would still be able to. It'll, like, if I go on your info page, it won't be there if I can't see
it. What you could do is, too, is can't you put, don't you have to not put in your real number? Like, can't you do what other people do? Give our request line out?
I should do
that.
That's
a good idea.
Yeah, I don't think I put my real number in.
But this person, like, sent me a photo of her. And
yeah?
I hope I didn't upset you when I text you.
So our episodes of My Big Fat Fabulous Life are airing?
Yeah, it must be rerun season.
Okay.
So if you're a listener of the show, you probably have my phone number.
I love that you're putting that out there.
Because I, for some odd reason, accept everyone.
Loren 704 texted in and said that Manny and Loren are the patients that we laugh at in the healthcare field every day.
100%.
Laugh at us. We don't care.
Meanwhile, I walk in and I'm like, you know what? Let's just take the blood from the hand. I know that's the most painful part, but let's just knock it out. You sitting there beating my arm, trying to find it in my arm because I'm a big boy. It ain't going to work. Just take it from the hand.
Yeah, for me, I don't mind the needle, man. It's just I feel like you're taking my gasoline and my car's running out and my body's running out of gas.
Do you request cookies and juice afterwards?
I don't, but Loren's shaking your head, yes.
So dramatic.
Listen, for as bad as I am, is as good as Dallas is. So you might be laughing at me, but you're going to get my husband one day, too, and you're going to bring in the new kid for my husband because his veins are, like, so perfect for it, and he will just sit there and let you pin him all day.
I'm so used to the blood work. I think they have the students who don't know how to do it use me because I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. Just poke me.
Yeah, poke Roy. Go at it.
Yeah, poke me.
412 sent a text message and said, I have something for the gossip box about Loren, and she's not going to like it. Oh. Do you have any idea?
No.
Yesterday at 941, that came through.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I know. I love that. All right, let me tell you guys why my kid's nanny had to be there for me yesterday. Last night, something happened. I screamed.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, 695.1 with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I got to tell you why my kid's nanny came to my rescue last night.
Were you sick?
No, but I hate the Charlotte Hornets after it.
Whoa.
For the second time in 2 years, I got stung by a hornet last night.
Oh.
Or some sort of a wasp. I'm going to say hornet.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like wintertime. I thought they're dead or sleeping.
Well, it's decently warm the last few days.
Not only is it not wintertime anymore, Roy, we're expecting severe storms tomorrow, and I was throwing the football to my son yesterday, and I hit a tree branch, and pollen came flying off of it.
Oh, here we go.
So, yeah, well, 'tis the season.
That's probably why your throat's a little scratchy, Varun.
Yeah.
But when we were moving into the home that I live in now in Waxhaw, I was upstairs, like, plugging in my computer and, like, kind of sitting on the floor. This was, like, 2 years ago. And I, like, put my hand down, and I felt the sharpest pain ever. And I put my hand right on a freaking hornet. I mean, it killed so bad. I was, like, almost on the verge of tears.
That stinks. I did that. We were out on a boat, and I put my hand on a wasp. On the boat, and it, I mean, your fingers just swell up, like everything, it just immediately goes.
Totally. That's what I sounded like. And then, so my wife is in Vegas for work this week with a surgical mask on to avoid getting corona. And so I'm in the kitchen and I walk from the sink to the microwave with some pasta to heat up for the kids, and I feel that same pain in my foot. Like, right on the right side of my foot, like, right where my arch is.
There was a wasp in your house?
A hornet or a wasp was in my house and stung me. And so I fall to the floor. My pasta falls everywhere.
I could just see you. So dramatic. Yeah. Meanwhile, like, my first thought would be, like, Thank God it wasn't the kids.
No, right, Mady's up and he's recreating what has occurred.
This is what I do. I'm like this, up against the cabinet. So like I've been shot.
He is up against, he's fallen on the ground. He's up against the side of the wall as if he's just gone to war and been shot and trying to tell the men to keep going.
Yeah, I'm going. Dean, get the ice from the freezer.
Asking the kids for help.
Get the ice from the freezer. I'm like laying up
Dean, I need help.
Like I've been shot.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, and he's like, Dad, I'll pick up the pasta. I was like, don't worry about the pasta, buddy.
Don't worry about the pasta.
I go, what the heck was that? And he goes, Dad, look. And he points to a wasp.
Okay.
Or a hornet. Whatever.
I love that you tried to reenact that whole thing out, and this is radio.
It's so dramatic.
But you guys did good play-by-play.
I tried.
And I'm not here for the audience. I'm here for you two. And so,
well,
they could follow along. Yeah. Anyway, so, of course I'm joking. I love you guys. So what I think happened was the little kid, the little boy from next door was at my house. I took Ruby out with my socks on to watch him cross the street at dusk. And I think I might have, the thing might have got caught up in my sock from outside, and I carried it in.
So it was on your sock, and you didn't step on it with your sock?
Until I got into the house. Like, maybe it hung on for, like, you know, I walked from my house back to the inside, grabbed the pasta, put it in, and then stung me.
Now I feel bad for the fella. Could you imagine the ride he went on?
So I'm supposed to take my kids to the nanny. Yeah, I know. He looked, too. He looked, and by the way, I have a picture of it at Mania Radio. I put a picture of it up. The culprit. So I texted my nanny and I said, I can't drive. Like, my right foot is all swollen. And what are you laughing
is
at?
Is it still swollen today?
It still hurts. I'll show it to you. So I said, can you please, I said, I need your help. Can you come grab them? And she goes, yeah, absolutely. No problem. She goes, let me nanny you. You need to get that out. Scrape it with a charge card and then put baking soda paste on it. When paste dries, pull the stinger out. I tried that. I still didn't get the stinger out.
You need to take a bath and let it soak for a while, too. It's fresh, and it was swollen. So now that the swelling is down, you can probably take the stinger out.
Well, maybe I'll bring my foot over there, and you can have a look at it.
No, sir, you will not.
For all the times I ever got stung, I don't think I ever did a whole process to get the stinger out. I think I just let Mother Nature happen.
Sometimes they just fall out, like, immediately. Like, they sting you and take the stinger, even though it falls off of
them. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, it was very traumatic in my house last night, and Dean was scared, you know. He didn't know what was happening.
And your poor son's going to have nightmares about you getting stung by a wasp.
He probably thought you were having a medical ailment.
I'm just glad. Well, I was. But I'm glad it was me and not one of them.
Yeah.
You know? That would have been really, really bad. So
That's nice of you.
Yeah. Monster's got a heart, Roy.
I would imagine.
Speaking of Roy, let's switch gears and find out why Roy blocked me and you, Loren, on Instagram.
Mm, I'd like to know.
I don't know the truth. He just said he did it. We'll find out in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So I went to tag the MRL show, Loren, from my own personal Instagram account, and I couldn't do it. And then I looked, and I noticed that you and I, our links on the MRL show Insta weren't clickable, but Roy's and Loren's links were.
You mean Nicole's?
I'm sorry. Yeah, Nicole's and Roy's were.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent a text message on the text chain and said, hey, what's going on here? Anybody else have that issue? And everybody said no. And then Roy admitted that he blocked us.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not offended, but.
You don't want to know why?
I mean, I would like to know why, but I'm not offended by it.
I didn't want you guys to see my page.
You see, I thought there was something up.
Did you post something you didn't want us to see?
I after you guys made a big deal about my sister, that you guys pretty much thought that I killed her off.
No, we thought that you vague booked, but anyway.
You thought I vague booked.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah, I'll fix this problem. You won't have to worry about any of my posts. So I blocked you.
Yeah, but you blocked us from the MRL page.
Well, that's because I'm an idiot, and I don't know how to use social media.
So you thought you were blocking us from your page.
Yes, okay.
Gotcha.
I'm not great at it.
But wait, so are we blocked from your personal page right now?
I don't know. Probably not yet.
I don't think so. Not yet.
No, I still have to block you guys.
Oh, you're going to do that?
Yeah.
Well, then I can't tag you and stuff.
Well, that's what y'all get for upsetting me.
From bringing something to your attention?
No, I wasn't bringing it. There was a lot of people. In fact, there was the final rule from our audience that I wasn't vague booking, that you guys were making a big deal out of nothing.
Oh, it was so close, though.
Yep.
No, so I can still see you.
I blocked you guys because you were analyzing my social media. So I don't want you to analyze my social media, so I blocked you.
Well, we won't anymore. We had the discussion and we moved on. You know us. We don't bring old stuff back.
We don't wear it out. No.
I have quite a few people blocked, even from our radio station.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes I just don't want them seeing my things.
I do, too. I mean, quite honestly, like, sometimes it's just... It's just easier.
Who goes through the block? I mean, Roy doesn't even know how to block properly.
No, I know. I probably blocked people from the wrong thing. My real estate Instagram probably has so many people blocked.
I'm sad, Roy, that you would think that. I mean, here I'm looking at a picture of you steaming a wine glass on Super Bowl Sunday, wearing an apron that says hot stuff coming through.
You were,
and I commented on that.
You weren't supposed to see it.
And I said, I love that.
That's a good photo, isn't it?
Yeah, I liked it, and I commented that I liked it. You got 254 likes.
Well, speaking of...
enjoy it now.
Yeah, enjoy what you can see now. Speaking of the Super Bowl, someone said I'd be worried about him blocking you. First, he doesn't invite you on a Super Bowl party. Now he's blocking you on Insta. That's suspect to me.
Yep, follow the facts.
You know, we may be on the outs right now.
On our fifth year anniversary this week?
We may be on the outs.
We made it 5 years and that's it?
Yeah.
Well, that's longer than a lot of shows.
Friends quarrel, you know.
Well, I was just speaking with a plastic surgeon, and one of the sales guys that works here, Charles, was like, legit, the three and now four, because Nicole was brought on after we first met, are good friends. Like,
we
all talk about that back there in the sales pit, you know, about how great it is that the morning show actually legit likes each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In all seriousness, I do love you guys. You're
not going to see my post.
I get it, Roy. Sometimes it's just easier. It's just easier that way.
I can't believe you're not upset over this.
I'm really not upset over that.
And Lorraine, the way you're acting, you're going to probably remain unblocked. And I'll just probably block Manny.
What about Nicole? She's the biggest finger pointer when it comes to social media. She tells me I'm not even allowed to post on the MRL
show. Really not good at it.
Nicole, was I vague booking with my sister?
No, you are not. And okay. I'm not blocked. So okay.
All right.
I still think you were vague booking, but offended.
You just got off the block list.
I know.
Now you're back on. All right, I'm blocking you.
Let's do a quick round of phone calls. I mean, seriously, who else out there takes the time to go through and block people off of social media?
I'm sure a lot of people. It is so easy to get on my block list.
And we don't want to hear like, oh, I'm a teacher, so I don't want my students or parents to see. Yeah. Like, I get that.
I will block and unblock people.
All right, 704-570-9595. Thanks for reminding me. I'm now going to go block Lorraine and Manny on my social media.
Where are the Roys of the world? Are there other people out there that are blocking someone on socials, and why are you doing it?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
I, Roy, have blocked officially Manny and Lorraine from my Instagram account.
And you unblocked us from the MRL show account.
Yeah, I accidentally blocked you from the wrong account, but you're now correctly blocked, and it's all because you guys were criticizing my social media, and I didn't want you to see my social media anymore. And by the way, I block a lot of people. If I have a different political opinion than you, I typically block you.
Oh, you're so involved. Like, no, I don't block anybody.
I just don't want to see the post, because I don't get as... angry and hateful as some people when it comes to their political opinions and posts. And so I'm like, I don't want to see it. So
I do hide people when it comes to like certain things that I'm just like, you're going to fire me up and I know it. So I'm just going to hide it. But it is very easy to get on my block and unblock list.
Yeah. How many people do you follow, Roy? On Roy Boy?
Like thousands. Kiss
you
Roy
follow
Boy.
Thousands?
Yeah.
See, that's the problem. Like I only follow...
I try to follow all of our listeners that send me messages.
I follow 428 people because that 428 people, I assume they're not going to annoy me in some way that I need to block them, you know?
Hmm.
Maybe cut down on the cattle a little
bit. No, I'm only following 2,554 people. But if you follow me, I try to follow back whenever it pops up, you know?
Okay.
So, kiss Roy Boy if you want to follow me and not get on my block list like Manny and Lorraine.
No, you will get on the blocked list, Christina and Matthews, if you don't live up to his following standards.
Really?
Yeah, what you got? Someone blocked you?
No, I actually just yesterday blocked my mother's best friend, and it was just like Roy was saying, it's for political stuff. Like, I don't get all riled up. I'm a very, like, you know, I don't, especially online, I just feel like that's the least positive way to try to argue with someone about political values.
Mm-hmm.
And I put a lot of jokes on there. I put a lot of, like, lighthearted comments, and every single time she comes back and it's a serious thing, and I'm like, it was just to make people laugh, like, calm down, not serious. And then... So I finally just had enough yesterday, and I just blocked her.
And Christina, it's so annoying when people can take like nothing and make it political. And I really block those. Prime example, I'll never forget. It was like Thanksgiving time. And with my dad watching some cooking show. And the person said something along the lines, well, if you want to cut corners, here's a quicker way to do this. And without missing a beat, and I don't know if he was joking or not, my dad goes, liberals always looking for shortcuts.
Oh, my gosh.
And I died. I was like, if that was a social media post, I would have blocked it immediately.
You know,
that's like so silly to connect the two.
It's so silly.
Anonymous in Charlotte, there's no way that you can block this person.
I sure can.
I mean, it's worse than Roy blocking his work husband.
I know. And I really didn't realize what I had done after I had done it until he found out that I did it. But I've never blocked anybody in my life, and I actually had to go out and find how to go about doing it because I'm not that savvy on social media. But my husband was blocked, and he uses one of those pseudonyms, like he uses his middle name for his first name, and nobody knows who he is. And I've done like a lot of different trips over the past couple of years, and every single time I post something like real fun, he'll say something smart like, wow, it must be nice that your husband's back at home working. Or it must be nice that you have a husband that allows you to go do stuff like that. And I know that, you know, me and him, he doesn't really mean too much about it. It's just that he really wishes that he was there with us going on these little adventures. But after I've received a number of private messages from people who don't know who he is but know me, they kept on asking, hey, who's that guy that keeps on commenting really bad on your message? And I didn't really realize it until I read all of them. And I'm like, yeah, this looks really bad. So I had to go in, find out how to block him. And he had made a comment. And then I'm like, okay, that was the reaction I needed. And I blocked him. And a couple of days later, he was trying to post something. He's like, hey, I don't understand why I can't tag you. And oh, that's what I just went ahead and removed you.
Yeah,
I
can't block you. You've been blocked. You've been Roy. Thanks, Anonymous.
Well, no, you guys need to figure out a way to get back on my unblock list.
I don't care that much.
I'll get there at some point.
That's fine. Remain blocked. I don't care.
Well, we don't care. Well, I got my own problem.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Mania War in the Red Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, KISS 95.1. Who is
got
this?
To get
up. Hey.
Got to get
up. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mania, Roy, and Lorraine. KISS 95.1.
Dean was on a commercial of mine the other day when he came into the studio, and he said this. I asked him if he had $19. Dean, do you have $19 in your piggy bank?
I did, but you took it.
he's not lying. We've had to dip into his piggy bank because that's where the cash is. You know, Amanda and I don't have the cash laying around the house, but she had a 20, and we ordered pizza on Saturday, and it came to like 19-something, and she thought she had more money, so we didn't pay for it, you know, online. We said we had cash. We'll pay cash when you get there. So we both looked at each other. We were like, well, time to dip into the piggy bank. We got to go get $5 out of there.
That's so funny. Like, that doesn't even occur to me. And maybe it's... So my mom's boyfriend gives cash, like all these $2 bills. So he has a piggy bank full of $2 bills. Like, I'm pretty sure if I gave somebody a $2 bill, they wouldn't even, like, take... They would be like, is that... That's not real.
It's not legal tender.
$2 bills? How many does he have? I've never really seen one.
Not kidding. He gives cash like a stack of them every time he sees them.
Where does one get that?
No idea.
You go to the bank and ask the bank to order them for you.
Really?
Or maybe they have them on hand. Yeah.
Whoa.
That's what I've heard.
No idea.
I heard that on the show. So we want to know, don't be shy. Don't be embarrassed. We've all done it. We've had to borrow from the kids' piggy bank. The question is, why did you have to borrow from the piggy bank?
704-570-9595. By the way, I think it's completely fine. You teach your kid about taxes. You know, unless the government's going to take a good chunk of it.
Here comes Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
Put the big Uncle Sam hat on, head into his room with a...
Yeah, listen, hey, you got $20? I'll take a solid 12.
We good told luck. Him we'd pay him back. That's the other thing, too, that sucks, is he caught us.
Oh, yeah.
But he was excited because, honestly, in all fairness, Dean was, like, very happy to help pay. He's like, I got the money. I got you guys.
Oh, like he paid dinner for y'all? That's cute.
He's six.
Covered for his parents. Okay, Amber in Salisbury, welcome to the Mania Morning the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing really well. Did you tip into the piggy bank with your kid?
I did. So the Girl Scouts every year when they come by,
My kids were about 5 and 4, and they would always come by the house, ask to buy Girl Scout cookies. I never had any cash. It was always my debit card, and they won't take it. So the last time they did it, I told the kids, I said, sure, I'll get cookies next time they come. Well, they came at like 7 o'clock on a Saturday morning. I didn't have cash. So I told my husband, I said, run, go get some money out of the piggy bank. And, of course, my youngest daughter goes and follows them, and she's crying the whole time. They're taking our money. They're taking our money. So I work for a CPA. I ended up giving them more money back and told them it was because of tax. This was quite funny. You just said that.
That's so awesome.
They got their Girl Scout cookies plus more money.
There you That's go. Funny. Thanks, Amber. You got to do it.
You got to, yes. Sometimes you just have to.
Thanks, Amber. And it's different when the parents do it. You know, because like in Dean's case, he felt like he was doing something really not, you know, really good for the family. And then, like I said, we're going to pay him back. We're getting text messaging in from 980 that said I had to go to my nephew's bank for a drink and snack at school because I didn't have any cash at all.
704 said I had to borrow $1,000 from my 12-year-old sister for a down payment on my current house. What 12-year-old has $1,000 to give you?
Seriously?
Whoa.
That's a family. That's a rich family right there. They give that kid like $50 a week or something.
Let's see. Just so many people had to take money. I had to borrow money for a fundraiser from our neighbors and also $5 for the in-school field trip. Just had no cash at the moment. You know, y'all, our kids have the cash. They do. They're the ATM machine, everybody.
It's your money anyway.
That's right. All right. We got to get to a senseless survey. We're going to have a good laugh this morning at 7:20. Plus, at 7:50, we've got Dr. Sam, a microbiologist from UNCC, coming in.
So she swabbed us, our phones, our keyboards, and she's trying to figure out who on the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show is the germiest.
We all have our guesses.
I'm already ready to be put in quarantine.
Well, and that is the thing. Whoever is the germiest, we do have a quarantine set up in the studio, and they will have to do the show from a tent. So... And we'll see how it goes. That's all coming up.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hey, Kelsey.
Hi.
Hey.
Calling?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Bureau. I got your form here for last year, and we have a couple questions on the back missing, so I thought I could call you on the phone and just quickly ask you them so I can submit your file.
Okay, sure.
I'll just take a couple seconds. It's the questionnaire, and we're trying to think to save money in the budget. So would you oppose using, like, a dirty needle for a lethal injection? I mean, you really don't need it sterile. You don't need a sterile needle for a lethal injection, right?
I think they're still human beings, so I think, you know, they should be treated accordingly. I'm really not for the death penalty anyway. So
are you religious by chance?
No, but I don't know if you were allowed to ask me that.
Oh, I am. I was wondering, how did Jesus find people named Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Paul over there in the Middle East?
Are you sure this is part of the questions you're supposed to be asking me? Because I don't really...
Speaking about religion, some people seem to think our Lord and Savior didn't make us, and they think monkeys did. So I ask you this. If we're made from monkeys, then why do monkeys still exist?
Oh, man. Okay, I think we're done here. Like, this is ridiculous. You agree, Mr. Brown, but please don't call this number again.
The most offensive,
yeah,
senseless survey
and then
possible.
That sucks because she's like, don't call here again, and you've got to call back and tell
it's
her
it's a joke.
You know what I mean?
From what I understand, growing up Catholic and going to a Catholic high school for 3 years, the Bible, according to the Catholics, is an interpretation. So Matthew, Paul, John, Mark, Luke, Roy, all the disciples,
mm-hmm.
That's an interpretation of perhaps
what
their
real
Middle Eastern names were.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I learned.
That's the answer would have been wonderful if she gave it to me when I asked her.
Oh, she was ready to throw you right off the phone.
Yeah. Jason.
How you doing? Yeah, I just wanted to say
I appreciate the Senseless Survey. I don't understand how people don't hang up after 2 seconds. It's like unbelievable to me.
Same here.
It's really just phenomenal how they stay on there, and quite honestly makes my morning, so I appreciate it.
You got it, Jason. Every Monday, every Wednesday, 7:20, brand new Senseless Survey, exclusively with Maney, Roy, and Loren.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa on KISS 95.1.
Alyssa, welcome to the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Great.
Let's see how you do. What'd you say?
We're excited.
Oh, who's we?
My son Alex is in the car, too.
All right. Cool. Alex and Alyssa, let's play.
Throw her out of the studio, guys.
All right, Loren, get out of the studio.
I'm going.
All right, Lorena's putting her headphones down. She's walking out of the studio, and she is... By the way, there's a big tent in here for our quarantine. She's out of the studio. If you don't know what I'm talking about, we're going to have a... microbiologist in here coming up in 10 minutes to tell us who is the germiest, and they're going to have to be quarantined for the rest of the show.
Oh, nice.
All right, Alyssa and Alex, we don't know if she's joking or not, but Madonna took to Insta to offer Meghan Markle and her husband her New York City apartment if they want it. Who is Meghan Markle's husband?
Prince Harry.
After Stormy's second birthday party over the weekend, everyone's wondering if Kylie's going to get back together with Stormy's dad. Who is baby daddy?
I think it's Tyga.
Question 3. Jessica Simpson revealed that while she had an emotional affair with her co-star Johnny Knoxville back in the day, she was still married to this former 98 Degree boy band member. Who was she married to?
Nick Lachey.
Even though there was a lot of controversy surrounding it, Camila Cabello is one of the people who loved the Super Bowl halftime show. Who performed during that show?
Shakira and J-Lo.
And question 5. Justin Bieber's track list of his upcoming album has been revealed, and we can't wait for February 14th. True or false? The name of his album is Changes.
False.
All right, come on in, Loren.
All right, Loren, Alyssa, and Alex got 3 correct.
All right.
Oh, man.
All right, not bad. Let's see how Loren does. We don't know if she's joking or not, but Madonna took to Insta to offer Meghan Markle and her husband her NYC apartment if they wanted. Who is Meghan Markle's husband?
Prince Harry.
1-1.
And after Stormy's second birthday party over the weekend, everyone's wondering if Kylie's going to get back together with Stormy's dad. Who is baby daddy?
Travis Scott.
That's correct. Unfortunately, Alyssa Sataiga, it's 2-1.
That's a good guess. They were together.
All right. Question 3. Jessica Simpson revealed that while she had an emotional affair with her co-star Johnny Knoxville back in the day, she was still married to this 98 Degree boy band member.
Nick Lachey.
That's right. 3-2.
By the way, Newlyweds, one of the best shows MTV ever ran.
It really is.
It really was great. Question 4. Even though there was a lot of controversy surrounding it, Camila Cabello is one of the people who loved the Super Bowl halftime show. Who performed during the show this halftime?
Shakira and Jennifer Lopez.
That is correct. It's 4-3.
Justin Bieber's track list is, for his upcoming album has been revealed, and we can't wait for February 14th. True or false? The album is called Changes.
True.
Oh, no, Loren. That is correct. Unfortunately, though, our friends Alyssa and Alex just said that was false. Final score, 5-3. Loren, you have 53 wins.
I think everybody's happy with the confidence you answered that last question with, though.
I mean, it's a 50-50 shot. All right, Alyssa, Alex, you know what we want to hear before we let you go?
We can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, guys.
Thanks.
Have a great day. Fort Millionaires, Alyssa and Alex.
The MRL Morning Show. On demand.
The Maney, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show. There's a new movie coming out on Valentine's Day. It is called Fantasy Island. It's from the producer of Get Out and Halloween, and thanks to them, we have a $100 Visa gift card and a pair of passes to the movie. All you have to do is match the fantasy to the right Maney, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show member. This is Donna and Matthews. Donna, you're call number 9.
Hey there, that's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Now, let's go ahead. Nicole, our producer, is going to list out the fantasies. You then need to guess whose fantasy is to who, okay?
All right, and I'm going to start with what I think is the least weird to the most weird. So, the first fantasy is climb Mount Everest. Okay.
Roy.
Second fantasy, play pro tennis or pro hockey and be married to an actress or model that watches me play.
Okay. Can I change my answer?
Yeah, you don't have to give your answers yet. You can hear all of them.
And here's the third fantasy, aka whatever.
Why is she putting it down like that?
to be the actor in the roller coaster line videos that give the backstory of the roller coaster before you ride it.
Roy, what is that?
How do you not know what that is? When you're in line, there's a video.
It's like the queue videos that you watch while you're standing in line.
So, like, let's say you're riding. So like,
okay, Donna, now you know.
Yeah, I'm sure you have a good idea here.
Right?
Okay, Donna, I was okay, the one with...
I guess the roller coaster's
right. Yeah, that's 100% correct. Let me clarify. Those videos are awesome. Okay, let's say you're going to go to a roller coaster and it's somehow UFO themed. While you're waiting in line, you're going to hear someone go, "Oh, hey, did you guys hear the big crash? There's a big explosion at Uncle Willie's farm. We got to figure out what's going on. Ooh, what's that? It's a little green monster." And it, like, gives the backstory to what you're about to go ride.
Like I said, I read them off and
have you never
to most weird.
You know, I know exactly what you're talking about. The Copperhead Strike at Carowinds was that video, and that, like, they had a whole backstory. Right. Why don't you just use that as your example?
Has a snake. Okay.
Guys, are we going to let Donna guess?
No. I'm annoyed at Roy's fantasy. Sorry, Donna.
I didn't write the specific fantasy.
It's all good.
All right, Donna, so you can choose now between Mamie and Loren and playing hockey, or what was the other one, Nicole?
Climb Mount Everest.
Or climb Mount Everest.
Yeah, so now I'm going to go with the hockey with Manny and Mount Everest with Lorenz.
Yeah, it's true. When I was younger, I lived in Jersey, and we had a basement that was unfinished. I would play hockey down there, like when I was like probably 13 or 14, and I would fantasize that there was a celebrity wife of mine watching in the crowd. And this is a true story. I would cut, like, it was Anna Kournikova was the hot thing at the time, the tennis player. So she was my wife, and I cut a picture of her out and pasted it to the wall, and I would play hockey, and she'd be watching me. So my fantasy is for that to happen in real life one day, Donna.
Okay. And my backstory got yelled at.
I know, okay. Donna, I think Manny forgot that he's married.
Yeah. Fantasy. Just like you're not.
Where's your wife?
Just like you're not going to climb Mount Everest. What kind of fantasy is that?
I could at least make it to base camp.
All right, Donna, congratulations. You got the $100 Visa gift card. And you can go see, we're going to send you give you two tickets to go see Fantasy Island on February 14th. It's opened everywhere. Michael Pena's in it. Maggie Q, Lucy Hale. Michael Pena, by the way, the actor from Narcos. Good guy. Oh, also The Mandalorian. He's in that.
Okay, thank you so much, Donna.
Hold on, okay?
Okay, y'all have a great day.
All right, we got two more Visa gift cards to give away, which should be more fun tomorrow and Friday as well for everyone.
Okay, so we have Dr. Sam from UNC Charlotte here in the studio. You are a microbiologist. Yesterday on the show, Monday on the show, sorry, I'm losing track of the days, but Monday on the show, you swabbed our desks, our keyboards, our phones, and you're trying to figure out who is the germiest.
That's right. So on Monday when I was here, I was telling Lauren that one of my goals in life was to eventually work at a hot zone, ground zero where there's an outbreak. And I would like everyone listening to know that my fantasy has come true. I am here.
This is the hot zone.
There is definitely a clear winner. We got a germy one here, and okay, they are going to go in this tent when I reveal these results.
All right.
We'll do that coming up after 8. A microbiologist from UNCC, Dr. Sam, is going to show us what grew. And what is that thing called that you have there that it grows
petri
in?
Petri dish?
It is a petri dish filled with agar.
It sounds scientific. Agar.
Yeah. We're going to get to see the germs, dude.
All right.
It's gross. Loren, enjoy sitting in that tent.
I'm pretty sure it's, yeah.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk your horn and flash your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
All right, we have Dr. Sam in the studio. Dr. Sam with UNC Charlotte. You're a microbiologist, or as what we called you yesterday, a germologist.
Monday.
Yeah, you know what, every Monday. I can't keep track.
Well, that's important because Dr. Sam wants everyone to know that these germs have been germinating for 48 hours.
Yes. They've been growing in the incubator, and now they are here ready to be revealed.
And you said there's a clean-cut person who is the germiest than all the others.
I mean, there's lots of germs from everyone, but I would say based off of, like, all three of the dishes that we've swapped, there's one person who who is going to be the winner. Yeah.
Okay. Before we reveal who the germiest MRL show member is, and then that member will spend the rest of the show quarantined inside of a tent that's set up in the studio. When you walked into the studio for the first time on Monday, what was your initial reaction? Were you thinking that you were going to get the results that you got now based on, like, I mean, the filters are filthy, the floors, the walls. I mean, this is a radio studio, and it's just, it takes a lot of traffic, you know?
Right. I mean, when I first walked in the building, I was like, wow, this is really nice. And then I got in here, and I was like, okay. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, bacteria grow everywhere. There are microbes everywhere. You just can't see them. So I'm honestly not surprised by the fact that we've got a lot of growth. I was a little surprised about the winter, but, you know, that's okay.
A lot of people are texting in.
Lorraine is so nervous.
I feel like I'm in the movie Outbreak.
Yeah,
like,
she's so hot.
Oh, that's my favorite movie.
I might be coming down with a fever. Literally, I'm talking myself into getting sick.
Lorraine's doing that move where she's moving her shirt around like she's trying to cool herself off. She's freaking out right now.
843 says, I think Lorraine has the most germs. 704 says, I think it's going to be Lorraine. She's the one who said this morning that her son is sick and that her throat was feeling a little sore.
My throat does hurt.
On the flip side of that, though, Dr. Sam swabbed my phone, and every time I go do number two, I take my phone in there.
Oh, my gosh.
So.
Okay.
I'm sure she's glad she wore gloves.
So.
Someone then just sent a text message and said, I just got the bird from someone because I flashed my lights and honked the horn, MRL. So that. Okay. Now, the best thing to do to keep us safe from germs and not just the coronavirus, which is the trendy virus right now, right? I mean, it's if we wash our hands.
Right.
And Lysol our areas at work, chances are we could stay pretty healthy and germ-free.
I mean, so respiratory viruses like coronavirus, yes, hand washing, but that means like hand washing with soap and water, not the little, you know, hand sanitizers, things like that. Do it for at least 20 seconds. Got to follow good hand washing protocol. If you're sick, stay home.
And I stay wanted away to find from out if I was the sick. Germiest. She looked right at me.
If you feel like you have a sore throat, stay home. We can call you if you're the germiest member.
But
by
yeah.
the way, Lorraine would have gotten yelled at if she didn't come to work
yeah.
today.
Oh, I'm sure.
So hand sanitizer doesn't really work?
It does. It's just not as effective. I mean, hand washing, the actual mechanical like motion of scrubbing your hands with the soap, that's what helps most.
Really?
Interesting. Yeah. I would think the alcohol.
And also, antibacterial soap is not any better than just good old regular soap.
Okay.
So that's my PSA.
Dr. Sam from UNCC, a microbiologist, is in here to reveal who the germiest show member is. If you're just joining us, she has incubated the swabs that she took from our studio on Monday. How are you going to reveal it? How you want to just tell us who the grossest one is first? Are you going to show us the dishes?
Do you just want to put it out there like that, or do you want to see your results? I mean,
we can visually see our results?
Yes, you can see what's growing on top of the auger.
All right, let's start with Roy.
All right, let's start with Roy. So I'm going to put gloves on.
Oh, God.
And I'm also going to give Lorraine some gloves because she's pregnant.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you. And we just take extra precautions.
Yeah, screw the fellas. They can get
yeah,
sick. You know.
You guys, well, no comment.
828 said, I think it's Maney. Another one from 704 said, I think Maney's the germiest one. He's got two kids.
But I'm the one who's always sick.
And my kid is always sick.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Dr. Sam, you have really small hands.
Oh, I'm sorry. These are size small. Squeeze them on there.
Okay.
All right.
The MRL okay, so show complaining Roy. 100% of the time.
Oh, no. There's black stuff in mine.
That is the Sharpie marker.
Oh. Okay. Okay, I got mine. Oh, it doesn't look good.
That's your hand.
That's my hand? It looks
so,
like
yes.
It looks like somebody spilt milk inside this thing.
Let me see it. Oh.
The fuzzy ew. Things are fungi, so we ooh. Have some fungus among us.
I'm okay, fungi. The fungi in Roy's little petri dish, it's white, and it looks just like you would think a fungus or like a mold. Is that uncommon, or is that a common response that you would get from the average person?
Yeah, that's common.
Oh.
And then the other little colonies that are on there, those are bacteria.
So we all have fungus on us.
Yep, there you go. But Roy, you're in the clear, it looks like. That's pretty normal, she says.
Look at his phone, though. Look how clean your phone that you
what?
Take to the bathroom
what?
Is.
You cleaned it.
There's no way.
You're such a fibber.
No, I really don't ever clean it. There has to be fecal particles on here.
Well, fecal particles won't grow on a petri dish.
Okay. And then this is my keyboard has some of those little fuzzy dots on the petri dish.
Yep. So your hands are dirty, but your items are relatively clean.
Okay.
Wow. Good for you, buddy.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be the opposite.
So Roy is not the germiest MRL show member.
Roy is not the germiest.
Yeah, it's just called a poor immune system, y'all.
Yep. Vindication.
Yep, right. I'm clean.
Lauren is next.
Mm. All right.
Here we go.
Give me the bad news.
It doesn't look good. By the way, I don't think Dr. Sam's going in any particular order.
Ooh. I don't think so. Okay. I mean, I don't think they look that bad. My keys to my computer have a little spottiness on them.
Yeah, Lauren has no fungi, so there's that. She's got some bacteria.
My hands look probably the worst, which is crazy because I think I tried to cheat and use hand sanitizer. And then my phone is relatively clean, too.
Now, I will say from here, it looks like where I have like seven of those like milk spots, you only look like you have a couple over there. You look like you don't have as many of those fungus spots.
And I will say, too, where you see like the little individual dots, those are little colonies of bacteria. And then where you see sort of like, we call this a lawn, where there's like a whole like spread of them, that just means there's a lot growing in that one spot.
Okay.
It almost looks like if you could ever visually see what your sneeze does, that's what these things look like.
That's a good way to describe that, Roy.
So
it looks like we sneezed into a petri dish and there's snot and mucus.
Dr. Sam Fur from UNCC, correct?
Fur Rogers.
Fur Rogers. Yeah. We just got a text from someone that says you were their bio teacher.
Oh, hello.
You are here to tell us who the germiest person is. And now I've just got to think by process of elimination. It's not Roy. You just said that. Loren's dish doesn't look bad. That means that I'm next.
Actually, I'm going to show Nicole her phone. She had me swab her phone.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and then maybe.
Nicole may be in the room.
God, Nicole.
My gosh. It looks,
for real?
I'm going to just say, it looks like it's caked up. Nothing but fungus is caked up on Nicole's Petri dish. Your phone's
it's bacteria.
So-
It looks like a kid dropped ice cream on the floor and just rubbed their hands in it.
Yeah, that is
like
what it looks like.
Like vanilla ice cream.
You know what it is? It's because you're too healthy. You're always eating those probiotic diets. And you want the real milk and you don't eat anything processed. That's the problem.
Wow, is Mamie's worse than that? Because that's pretty bad. Now I'm feeling pretty good about my Petri dishes.
All right, so here is Mamie's phone.
Okay.
Oh.
Very similar to Nicole's.
Again, looks like somebody wiped ice cream all over these Petri dishes.
And maybe you got your phone like a week ago, dude.
Yeah, I do a lot of bathroom trips. Oh, it's disgusting.
And then we have your hands.
What's that look like? But I can't. Okay, mine.
Your hands are worse.
My hands were worse than yours. It looks like you have just a little, four specks on yours. Not too bad. Not too bad.
And then here is the keyboard.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, I have trouble seeing, and that just looks like the whole thing grew through.
Oh. Are you sure you didn't spit in that? My gosh, look how the thing is filled.
That also looks like vanilla ice cream smeared, but a lot more of it.
Yeah, you can actually see where, like, I took the swab and rubbed it. You just have, like, the growth where the swab went.
Ooh,
wow. Completely covered.
So does that leave me as the germiest MRL show member?
Dude.
I mean, we can take a vote, but I feel like that would be the answer.
You failed every test. Yes, of course. There's three tests, and you failed them all. It's just like school all over again, bud.
Leave it to Manny, too, to try to, like, justify and, like, renegotiate his score.
And let me tell you. You sit there and you set your phone and like, oh, I take bathroom trips. There's no excuse for the buttons that you push every day to be so dirty. You're the only one who pushes those buttons.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's not like anyone else could be infecting it. You're just filthy.
Easy, coming from the fungi man over here.
Yeah, 2 minutes ago, you were all freaked out and everything was okay.
No, let me tell you something. I think I have the cure for coronavirus over here. You, on the other hand.
So should I put my machine in quarantine? Or do I need to go in quarantine?
I don't know.
All right, fair is fair. I'm going to have to go do the rest of the show from the quarantine tent.
Yeah, Nicole, Dr. you're going to have to run the board.
Dr. Sam, you have spoken. I am the germiest MRL show member.
Now, we will be on Instagram at the MRL Show Instagram Live. You can watch Manny get into quarantine.
Plus, there'll be video of all this, too, posted up at the MRL Show on Instagram. Dr. Sam from UNCC, thank you, and thanks to everybody over there in the biology department for letting you come in and hang with us and
it's
do this.
It's been fun.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Head over to at the MRL Show. We're going to go live on Insta here in a minute.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Dr. Sam with UNCC did a swab test. She's a microbiologist. She did a swab on all of our things from our computer to our phones to our hands. And the person that is the most germiest of the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show is...
It's not me!
It's not Lorraine. She really thought it was her. But, and even, by the way, even off the air, Dr. Sam told us that she thought it was going to be Lorraine. No, the real germiest one is Manny.
My phone, my hands, and the keyboard are germier in the Petri dish than anybody else's. So, I mean, there's no arguing this. And I'm very disappointed. Now, Dr. Sam said, do we want to keep these? Do I want to put these in, like, a trophy case?
No.
I don't know. What if it mutates into something more bigger? I don't want to be patient zero.
We don't want to have a Stranger Things type episode happening here.
Agreed.
All right, so I got to go into the quarantine tent.
Okay. All right, Manny's opening up the quarantine tent.
He's going to need help. Hold on.
He's going to do the show from the quarantine tent. Oh, my gosh. He's getting in. So.
Oh!
You good?
Yeah. Are you going to zip me up?
Zip him up. We don't want to take. We don't want to get any of his illnesses. By the way, we are on Instagram live at the MRL show. Manny is being zipped into a quarantine tent because he is the germiest. He will have to do the show from the quarantine tent for the remainder of it. All right, buddy.
Hey, can you see your microphone?
Where is it? Can you hear me okay?
Right here.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
Hey, how's it going? Now, did you take in your... Because I know before you were going to take in snacks and wine.
My wine is still on the table out there. I didn't bring it in. DJ Vinny from the Panthers dropped it off yesterday for me. But no, I have apples, water, and coffee.
Okay.
And a microphone. What else do I need in life?
That's true.
Dr. Sam, what's the protocol for having to communicate with patients that are in quarantine? Like, do I need, you know what I'm saying? Like, at hospitals, how do they do it?
I don't know.
What are you asking?
Like, what do we do? Do we have to, like, wear gloves to reach in?
I think what she's trying to say is she's never been in this situation
before. You wear your PPE, your personal protective equipment. Yeah. Lab coats, gloves, face masks, depending on what they have. A hazmat suit, you know, whatever.
Dr. Sam, are you as embarrassed as my wife is probably at this time that I'm a 44, soon-to-be 45-year-old father of two, now doing my job from inside a quarantine tent?
I mean, I'm laughing at the live on, I'm watching it on my phone, and you look really silly.
Yeah.
You look like a small child in there.
Yeah, I know. I feel like a dog.
Well, you know what? This is a good moment for you to realize that you need to be cleaner. You know, you need to go home, disinfect everything.
That's right.
And the last thing I need is a lesson from you. That's not what this is about.
If you want to see Manny in the tent, you can go over to our Instagram live at the MRL show.
Here, give me your phone, buddy. I'll bring him inside.
No, I'm too afraid to reach in there.
I wouldn't give him your phone either. Don't give him your phone. Are you crazy?
See, this is why I was asking, what's the protocol in dealing with people?
This is how outbreaks happen.
Yep, well, we just broke the seal.
Now I got Roy's phone, and it's going to be... Dr. Sam, test Roy's phone in 2 minutes.
All right, so you can watch this all unfold. Thank you so much, Dr. Sam. UNC Charlotte microbiologist determined that Manny from the Manny Roy of the Rim Morning Show is indeed the germiest.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Dr. Sam from UNCC, she's a microbiologist, did tests on every member of the Manny Roy of the Rim Morning Show, and she concluded through scientific study that Manny carries the most germs.
I'm not shocked. I mean, I am shocked that it wasn't me, but I'm not shocked that on an average he carries the most germs.
Now, as for his punishment for being germy and not cleaning himself properly, you are in quarantine.
I am. I'm currently inside of a tent inside the studio.
Right.
Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you just fine. It sounds funny.
It does.
Can I say that I feel like, and this is not an attack, but based on the results, Nicole only got one thing swabbed,
mm-hmm.
her phone.
Mm-hmm.
And based on the phone, which looks exactly like my phone swab, there's a lot of gunk and germs on there. I feel like if it was her hand and her area, she'd also be in here with me.
Well, that's not fair. She has a shared workspace, and we all had our phones swabbed, buddy. Yours was just the most disgusting.
And might I add, my phone is like 3 years old. You just got yours.
Yours is like 10 days old.
I don't know what's going on at your house, but it's an outbreak.
I got two kids. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's weird being in a tent inside the studio. I'm hoping that a salesperson comes or our big boss, Walter. You know, corporate's in town this week.
There's people walking by. You're developing a crowd.
Well, and what I love is that there's only one way for you to see out of the tent, and you can only see me. I'm like your only source of communication. So what we want to do is, since you are kind of blinded and side of the quarantine tent,
yep.
we're going to have you reach your hand out, and we're going to give you items, and we want you to try to guess what they are.
Is that what this has come down to?
Yeah, listen.
Yeah, why not?
All right.
Dude, you're in a thing, and we're reaching for content. We're doing our best.
All right. I'll play it.
Okay. All right. Don't go anywhere. Manny is the germiest. You were in the tent. Everything good? You have snacks?
I do. I have an apple. Here, you want to hear me eat my apple?
You got water in there?
Yeah, I have water and coffee.
Okay. All right. So he should be good for the rest of the show to do the... All right, Manny inside the quarantine tent. By the way, if you want to see the tent, you want to see Manny inside, you can always go to Instagram at the MRL show. Coming up in 5 minutes, though, since Manny's in the tent, he's going to reach a hand out. He's going to try to guess what items are. Of course, we'll tell you what they are, and it all comes your way in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
All right, so Manny has been declared that he is the germiest person on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Dr. Sam with UNCC was on the show, took swabs, took tests, and found out that he has the most germs between bacteria and fungus.
So we have him quarantined in a tent, like a camping tent, but we've... quarantined him off in there.
Let's be fair, though. It's not like the three of you. Nicole only did one swab. She only got her phone swab. But it's not like you other two, like, were scot-free. Although, Roy, I will say your hands were pretty clean.
I wasn't that bad.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, there was, like, one thing on me that was really bad. Everything else is pretty good. You were disgusting on every test.
And by the way, Roy, you thought it was going to be you. Loren, you were like almost halfway in the tent.
You had an anxiety attack this morning, I'm pretty sure.
100% thought I was going to be in the tent. My son is sick. My throat hurts. Like, I feel like I'm getting a fever. And maybe I'm just talking myself into those symptoms because I thought it was going to be me.
I think it's just anxiety. But since Manny is in the tent, we're going... Your noise is inside the tent.
I can't see anything.
I'm eating. I'm having snack.
Okay. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play the feel it game. Manny is inside of a tent. He cannot see. He's behind a enclosed tent, and he's going to lift his arm out through a zipper, and he's going to be able to feel and try to guess what the things are. Now, Manny's currently in an earproof headphone, so he can't hear us. And just to test, Manny, can you hear us? No, he cannot hear us. Okay, so I'm going to tell you what we're going to hand to him, and then he's going to try to guess. I'm going to talk slow. So the first item is like a power strip for, like, you put multiple things in, multiple things for your outlet. It's a power strip. Okay. And the second thing is a hand sanitizer.
Okay. All right.
Manny.
Let's go. Are you back? What am I, a dog? You snapped me. Let's go.
Come on.
Go.
Stick your hand out.
Let's go. Jeez.
I tell you, you get into
quarantine, I know. And all of a sudden you're not treated like a human.
It is so true.
All right. I'm
all right. Ray Mandy's right now
sliding him the object.
Manny's feeling around.
This is it?
This is the item. And now he's currently, his hands are
on. Item?
It's probably every single person has this in their house. And it's at work. It's everywhere. All right, he's right now feeling...
I have no idea. It's got a handle on it.
He thinks there's a handle on it.
It seems like this would be the handle. And now I'm running my hands up it, and it's like there's a wire.
So he's found the wire.
Okay.
But he thinks the other part of the thing's...
I think I know what it is.
Do you have any idea?
Yep. It's a power strip.
That's correct. He found the button. That's what gave it away. The button is the power strip.
What did you unplug to get this thing?
Don't worry about it. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and now give you a second item.
Hold on. I'm taking it in.
Why are you taking in the item?
The item that I get correct, I get to keep.
Well, I don't want to give you the next item.
I do. Maybe it'll make things better.
All right, so right now we're passing over the second item. Now you got to be careful, bud, with this. All right, his hands are on the item.
I just got Lysol sprayed on my hands.
Hey, we're just trying to keep things clean around here, bud.
Is this somebody's personal item?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Oh. What, this is what you guys brought?
Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
Well, feel it. Describe it.
I mean, it's a bottle, and you can squeeze the bottle. And when you squeeze the bottle, hand sanitizer comes out.
Yeah, maybe you should use that before the test, buddy.
He's really good at this. All right. You want another item?
Oh, that's it?
Well, we can give you another one. Inside that bag right there in front of you, Loren.
No, I have a good one.
All right. Now, go ahead and close off your ears, Manny.
Yeah.
Get the headphones back on. All right. Can you hear us? He's not responding.
It's white out.
Oh, he'll never guess that.
All right, Manny. Give me your hand.
Come on. His hands
are... Stop treating me like a dog.
Tell him, boy. Let's go.
Roy goes, come on, and shakes the tent.
Try to get your attention.
Okay. All right, he's got the item.
His hands are all over. This is a common item in everyone's house, everyone's office.
Really?
Yep.
I think it's more of an office item.
All right, he's just patting it.
I'm like a caveman. Like
you're gonna break it.
You want to know what is?
What do you think? Like, what are you thinking as you're feeling it?
Pointy.
Mm-hmm. On one side.
Is it like a plastic stapler?
No, nope. It's not a plastic stapler. But it is something you could use as a tool in an office.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, tape.
It's not tape. Nope. But you're again close.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, he just threw it at me.
That's how you give up.
It. I don't know what it is.
It's white out.
Oh, white out.
Yeah,
oh, I would have never gotten that. Right, quick, give me something out of Nicole's bag.
No,
want to keep it.
That's it.
Put your arm back in. It's creepy just seeing your arm stick out of a tent. I don't like that.
All right, Mandy's gonna continue to do the show from the tent. So,
all right, buddy,
what do we got lined up for the rest? The show.
Well, we can talk about how gross people's workplace is if you'd like.
Oh.
We also have new emojis. How about you pick? You in the quarantine tent, you get to pick what we do next.
All right.
We could talk about new emojis that are being released. We could talk about, do you work at a really gross place? We could talk about, I really don't want to talk about the football thing.
So yeah, let's find out who else, since like this is like the germy portion of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, aren't you guys curious if anybody else thinks that their workplace or that their coworkers like really germy?
Yeah. We were on Facebook Live not too long ago, or Instagram Live, excuse me, at the MRL show, and people were sharing where they work and why it's so germy, and there were some pretty good ones.
Okay, give us a phone call right now, 704-570-9595. Do you have a germy workplace, even germier than ours, where Manny's currently quarantined? Give us a phone call. We'll take your stories coming up in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Home of the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show, where Manny was declared by a scientist, by a doctor, that you are, in fact, the germiest.
Nothing to be proud of, Roy. So. I'm inside this tent that we have set up in the studio to keep everybody safe. I'm quarantined. The only good news is that Loren says that she's feeling sick, and I feel like I'm going to be the safest one in here.
I know.
That's probably true.
I think there is something going around in the studio right now, because I now have a headache.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, like a billion bucks.
That's how it started off for me this morning.
I do. I have a headache, so it's not looking good. But while Manny is now safe...
We're so dramatic.
While Manny is safe, we want to hear about your germiest workplace. Let's go ahead and go to the phones and talk with... Vernon in Mooresville. Vernon, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ren Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi. So, you're a bus driver. Is your bus just germy?
I try my best, like, to make sure my handrails and steering wheel and everything is kind of sanitized. It's kind of hard sometimes to, like, make sure all the seats and everything are sanitized because there's so many. But, I mean, as far as, like, the everyday use things that everyone touches when they get on, I try to keep those sanitized.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes get that out of the way.
Yeah. I would think that classrooms and buses would be the germiest. I mean, kids carry so much already.
Oh, kids are filthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And make no mistake, Vernon, hey, it's Manny from inside the quarantine tent. make no mistake, I feel like the studio is just germ-filled. Like, we pass stuff all around to each other. And I imagine the bus is probably the same way.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen like any research before. I know that I've seen like research and things like that where they do like studies to look and see how much germs kids bring into school with them. But I don't think I've seen anything about like germs that are actually on the bus. But from time to time, I'm like, oh my gosh, she's coughing. So
yeah,
she's not covering her mouth.
Do you get sick a lot?
I love my job.
Do you get sick a lot?
Not necessarily. I wouldn't say like I get like a bad cold. Maybe
okay.
A couple times a year.
All right, normal.
All right, Vernon. Thank you so much for calling. We got a text in from 828. This says, I work in a large call center for a bank. And recently, it's been sounding like a hospital in there with everyone coughing and hacking. I've never used so many Lysol wipes in my life. That's how I felt at the real estate school this past weekend. Girl was sneezing behind me, and she had the sick moans. Like, she couldn't even, like, function. I'm like, gosh, it's just everyone is so sick right now. Let's talk with Sandy. Sandy, you're in Gaffney right there at the Big Peach. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Thank you. I hope y'all are doing well.
Well, we're
great.
We're great that Manny's in quarantine inside of his health tent here. But tell us, do you work in a really germy place?
I think I do. I work in a big retail establishment where we stay real busy and everything's touch screen. Like I was telling Lorraine, we touch the screen all day long, constantly. The customers are touching their little pen pad because there's no pen. They're touching with their fingers. We never know where their fingers have been.
Mm-hmm.
So I always say, can we please clean it? And we just like dust it off a little bit.
And then the money's dirty.
Dealing with money.
Yeah.
Money. And my hands are like black the end of it in my shift because it's just so, well, it's a fast paced retail establishment. But like all this touching and to me, that's a lot of germs being passed around.
Yeah.
And all. So, I mean, you really, like, when somebody even sneezes behind the counter, we're all, like, spraying Lysol at that person. Please don't come back to work because we don't want to be sick.
Did you guys know that, hi, from inside the tent, by the way. Did you guys know that you're supposed to wash your hands and do either row, row, row your boat or do twinkle, twinkle? That's what they tell the kids.
Is it 2 minutes for your hands?
They don't say that on our little, like, restroom thing.
Yeah, it just says employees must wash.
No, they should say employees must wash hands to the tune of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, and do not finish until the very end.
Well, buddy,
I do that personally just because of dealing with the money.
Yeah.
And how it's so dirty. Yeah. And like I said, I mean, I have customers pull out in the old brassiere and give me money.
Oh, Lorraine did that once and got busted. Remember that,
yeah,
Roy?
Yeah,
I was all sweaty,
I need my rubber gloves for this one here now. You know what I'm saying? I have that too. There's germs all up around that stuff.
Hey, can you hear this? Listen.
Yes, we can hear it.
I sound like a rapper.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
I just thought I'd call in and let you know that. Really, don't think about it when you're, you're places you go and stuff. You don't think that there would be germs, but yeah. I got them. I got them where I'm at. I got the germs here.
Well, get in here into the quarantine center with me.
Or run home and take a shower afterwards.
Thank you so much, Sandy, for calling in. We appreciate you. And you're so right. Every time I go to a retail store like Harris Teeter, I'm always wiping down the cart and using the hand sanitizer wipes.
Yeah. I don't know if those wipes on the cart do anything, though.
What do you mean?
Like, they're really filthy, those carts.
That's why I wipe them down.
I know. I'm always afraid to put my kid in there, though.
Well, yeah. Well, they're supposed to kill 99% of the bacteria. Who knows if that's true?
Just take the tent with you, Loren. Next time you go to the store with cash, put cash in one cart with a tent.
I'll bring my own cart.
Okay, you've really gotten excited that you found out that you can make that noise in your tent.
Shut his microphone off.
Bring it back, DJ!
The Manny Roy and the Red Show. Don't go anywhere.